This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama has launched a new ad campaign defending his record on Medicare. He's come under attack from the Romney campaign for taking hundreds of billions of dollars out of Medicare to pay for the Affordable Care Act. At the same time, of course, President Obama has attacked Romney's running mate Paul Ryan for his plans to cut Medicare. But here's where it gets interesting. Bloomberg News analyzed the two budget plans and found that 10 years out, they look pretty similar. Christopher Payne is a senior economic analyst at Bloomberg Government, and he's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how can it be that the budget plans of Paul Ryan and President Obama would end up really in the same place in about 10 years?
Well, Ryan has talked a lot about his long-term vision for a smaller federal government. And I think we all know that in Medicare, he wants to introduce a voucher system which will lower expenses over the long, long term.
Right.
But that's not happening until 2022. And in fact, in the main areas of the budget, defense, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, it's only Medicaid where there is a really discernible difference over the next 10 years. And that's because of the Affordable Care Act that brings a lot of people into Medicaid. In the other areas, they're basically the same. And in defense, they're both looking at shrinking spending as a percent of GDP quite significantly from about 4.5% in 2011 to around about 3% in 2022.
Well, what about when you drill down into the specifics? They can't be that similar.
Well, what I saw was not a lot of explanation for how we're actually going to get to this end result. And I want to talk specifically about this area of the budget called non-defense discretionary, and that's infrastructure and transportation and education grants, where both sides are saying we're going to reduce spending from 4% or so in 2011 down to around about 2% of GDP in 2022. And now these areas of spending have always gone up in line with GDP growth over the last 40 years. So there's not a lot of explanation as how this is going to happen. And it's really a major area of how both plans see bringing down spending.
Christopher Payne, senior economic analyst at Bloomberg Government. Thank you so much.
Thank you.